first, Mike Soroy with some incredibly shocking audio.
Hello, thanks kindly. Fascinated by the story that came out earlier this week, I think it was, about Orlando Scandrick visited the hospital along with a lot of his Dallas Cowboy teammates. And apparently, I think it was Justin Durant tweeted out the fact that Orlando played a game of Madden against one of the kids and just trounced him. Going for two every time, kicking onside kicks. Just went nuts and whooped the kid. And I'm like, that is just the crazy. Yeah, I thought it was a crazy story. And Scandrick is just known. I mean, he's the cold prickly is a bigger player than the warm fuzzy when it comes to Orlando Scandrick. And it's just kind of weird. It always bothers me. So I really wanted to know more about this thing. There was no audio. I looked of what happened, but I said, screw it. I knew I was doing this. Junior asked me to do this job filling in here today, a couple days ago. So I'm like, I'm going to find the hospital and I'm going to find the kid and I want to know answers. So I went down to the hospital and I found the kid and I recorded it. And here's the audio of our interfacing. 419 and 420. All right, here's my guy. Hey, little buddy. What's up, man? My name is Mike. Hey, what's your name?
Grayson.
Grayson. I work at a local radio station. Do you ever listen to The Ticket on the radio, you know, like with your dad or something like that?
Sometimes, but he turns it off when they say some bad words or when the guy in the morning named George makes some diarrhea noises.
All right. How about like 10 to noon? Do you ever listen to 10 to noon? You know who Norm Hitzkus is?
I've heard of him, yeah.
How about, this name ring a bell? How about Mike Soroy? Have you heard of him?
Nope, sorry, haven't heard of him.
Well, you don't have to. I'm on there every day with Norm. You said you've heard of Norm, so no.
Still haven't heard of him. I don't know him. I'm sorry.
Well, take it easy. All right. Anyway, so I heard the Cowboys came and visited the hospital here a few days ago. That pretty cool. Who'd you get to meet?
Yeah, it was cool. I met Dez Bryant, Jason Witten, and DeMarco Murray.
How about Romes? Number 9. You meet Tony Romo?
Only for a second. He hobbled in my room all glassy eyes and rifled through my drawers mumbling about Toradol and syringes.
Okay. Who else did you get to meet?
I met number 32. I didn't know who he is. Probably a spare. He was all mean to everyone and just looked at his phone for most of the time.
Oh, okay, 32, yeah, that's Orlando Scandrick.
Yeah, he said the hospital was all creepy and smelled weird. He was bored, so he just sat on the couch and played video games.
Okay, yeah, video games. I heard you actually played him in a game of Madden. Is that right?
Yeah, I asked if I could play two, and he pouted a little, then finally told me to grab the other controller. I called in the nurse to take out my IV and put me in a special chair so I could wheel myself to the table next to Orlando to grab the controller, then wheel myself back to bed and get all hooked up again with my medicine so we could play.
He didn't even give you the controller. All right. You ended up playing, so how'd that go?
Well, I like airplanes, so I picked the Jets. He picked the Cowboys and took like 15 minutes fixing the number 32 in the game to make him a starter and give him 99 stats for everything.
Okay, and then, all right, then you finally played, I guess?
Yeah. After he got up and rotated the TV to face directly at him on the couch, he started playing. He made a quick touchdown and made it a two-point conversion and was up 8-0 super fast. He was really excited, definitely the happiest I'd seen him all day.
Okay, yeah, and then what happened?
Then he'd watch the replay of the touchdown from a bunch of different angles, then finally line up the kickoff, then scream, "Surprise, bitch!" and kicked an onside kick and got to be on offense again. He scored in like one play and did the same thing with the 2 points. He was super excited, yelling, all day, Baldy.
Oh, Baldy. No.
God.
That was his little nickname for me. He called me that a lot.
All right, well, did you ever actually get the ball then? Or?
Yeah, but I didn't do very good. He was looking on my screen at what play I was going to run every time and yelling, "Not today," at me and stuff. A couple of times he slapped the controller right out of my hands.
That sounds pretty awful. All right, well, what was the final score?
55-0. Total regonk job. It's okay. I usually lose anyways, but I don't know why he was taking it so seriously.
Yeah, all right. That sounds really crazy, man. Sorry. All right, well, now that a couple days have passed, is there anything that maybe you want to, like, say directly to Orlando Scandrick if he was listening right now?
Well, I thank him for coming to the hospital, I tell him I hope him and the Cowboys make it to the Super Bowl this year. Aww. And I tell him to appreciate all the things he has and that he should enjoy the very small window in his life when anyone on earth even cares who he is. Interview request, picture request, even a hospital visit request will be all gone the second his career is over. Why not enjoy some of these moments while you can? Or do you need to be rolling on ecstasy just to crack a smile in this oh-so-difficult world?
Oh, dear!
It's weird you think so highly of yourself, especially when you are a guy who has never had more than two interceptions in a single season. And that includes your three seasons at Boise State. I mean, Vince Wilfork had two picks in a single season, and he weighs more than the tumor I had extracted from my abdomen in September.
Gosh.
You've never started 16 games in a season, you've never even sniffed a Pro Bowl, and I've never seen a fan wearing so much as a jersey with the number 32 on it. Don't get me started on your half-stepping Mexican Molly game or your trolling for sloppy seconds from Chris Brown and Deshaun Stevenson.
Wow!
Look, the bottom line is that it's pretty easy in this world to be a nice guy, especially when you're a millionaire who's lucky enough to have the talent to play in the NFL.
God, what a rant.
When you see a little kid in the hospital and play him in Madden, just kick the extra point and kick the ball off so he can play some offense.
Wow. All right. Is that it?
And stop being such a grumpy mother.
Oh, no.
That's it.
Wow.
Oh, man. I love that kid.
Man.
He had a lot to get off his chest.
I guess he's had a lot of time to think about what he wanted to say to him, but man.
Yeah. You would think Orlando would let him win.
You know,
and at the very least, let him score.
Maybe next time.
Yeah. All right. Shocking audio there. It's 8:51.